This is Football Night in Northern Colorado, presented by Perry's Pizzeria. Here's Angel Padilla.
Welcome in Northern Colorado to another edition of Football Night in Northern Colorado. I am, of course, your host, Angel Padilla, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios here in Greeley, Colorado. And it is October 13th, Friday the 13th, folks. Spooky season is here, and you can feel it in the air, folks. It is cold outside, and it is going to be a cold one tonight over in Loveland for our A1 Organics Game of the Week between Severance and Resurrection Christian. The Silver Knights sitting at 2-4 coming into this one, and the Cougars 4-1 coming off of a huge win last week over Roosevelt. We'll get into that a little later. But as always on this show, we're going to preview that game. We're going to look at the Friday night scoreboards from around the area, games that we're going to be keeping our eyes on throughout the evening, giving you guys all the score updates. We'll get into a little bit of college football previews. The CU Buffs are in action about three, four hours from now. They're going to be taking on Stanford down in Boulder. CSU Rams and the UNC Bears, it's homecoming weekend for them. CSU hosting Boise State and UNC hosting Sacramento State. Going to be a good weekend, hopefully, for both of those schools. Bears trying to get a win. CSU trying to shake off a nasty, disappointing loss from Utah State last week. But of course, the Denver Broncos last night fell to the Kansas City Chiefs in a ugly offensive game. 19-8 was the final score there. I don't know how we Broncos fans do it. It is hard times from. Hard-falling time since Peyton Manning was here, and eventually you'll climb back up that mountain, but you're kind of down in the valley for now, and we'll see what happens moving forward with the Broncos, but we have plenty more of NFL action coming on this weekend, including another international game. I'm loving these 7:30 kickoffs on Sunday mornings for the NFL. Got a good game over there in London this week. And we'll look at my top five college football games and NFL games for the weekend, let you know what I'm checking out. It's going to be exciting. It's October. We got NHL is back going. The Avs got a win to start their season. That's exciting. I know they're back tomorrow against San Jose. The Sharks there. The Nuggets will get going here in just a couple of weeks. Then we have college basketball coming up here soon as well. We are getting all of our sports fill right now in the month of October. MLB playoffs still going on now. The championship series are set. So you'll see what happens there. But let's look at some of our prep scores from last night, Thursday. I had, a good number of games here, 11 games here that I was checking out. Start here in 2A. The Sterling Tigers were at Timnath last night. Both of these teams were 2-4 coming into this one, and the Sterling Tigers pulled out the win 28-10 there. They will move to 3-4. Timnath drops to 2-5. Also, we had Weld Central at number 10 Brush last night. The Rebels dropped this one 30-6. They moved to 3-4 as Brush now moves to 5-2. I'd imagine that number 10 ranking will get down to single digits next week. Also, last night we had number 12 Eaton at number 3 Berthoud. I expected this game to be really good and really close and competitive. It was everything but Berthoud. That Spartans defense has shown up again. They win this one 34-7, now 7-0 on the year. And the Eaton Reds, the three-time state champions, fall now to 4-3 in what has been just a very, very up-and-down season for the Reds there. Lastly, here in 2A, we had number 9 University at number 24 Arvada last night. Arvada 5-1 coming into this one. The Bulldogs 4-2, and they got the win, a shutout victory, 39-0 over Arvada. So the University Bulldogs now move to 5-2. Jumping into 3A, the Meade Mavericks, number 12 ranked in 3A, at number 14 Denver North. Denver North 4-2 on this one. The Mavericks 2-4 coming into it, and they got a win 21-14. The final score there. Meade now 3-4 on the season. Also, we had number 16 Frederick at number 7 Riverdale Ridge last night. Riverdale Ridge was 5-1 coming into this one, and they moved to 6-1 after a 21-20 victory over Frederick. Last week in 3A, we had Niwot at George Washington last night, both 3-3 schools coming into this one, and the Patriots got that one 44-43. Niwot drops down to 3-4. Over here in 4A, we have Silver Creek at number 2 Erie last night. The Tigers 6-1 coming into this one, and they rolled again. 53-6 was the final score there. Also had number 14 Loveland at Skyline. The Red Wolves 5-2 coming into this one, and they handled the 1-6 Falcons. 49-0 was the final there, so Loveland now moves to 6-2. And then we had Centaurus at Thornton last night. The Warriors of Centaurus 5-2 coming into this one, and they blanked the Trojans 44-0. Trojans now falling to 1-7. So there's a couple of your Thursday scores from games that I was keeping my eye on last night. Let's look here at our Friday night scoreboard. Of course, we'll have Kyle Johnson in studio throughout the evening giving you all the best updates while Michael Spillin and Bruce Dick will be on the call for you. We'll send it over to them right around 6:30 or so, kickoff just around 7 o'clock. So looking at our Friday scoreboard here in 1A, the Pinnacle Timberwolves 0-6 are at number 19 Highland Huskies tonight. The Huskies 2-4 on the season so far. Pinnacle, not much to say about this team. They're 0-6. They have only scored 12 points this season, and that was in two separate games where they scored 6 points each. So really not a good team here. Highlands on a 2-game win streak coming off of wins over Estes Park and then a forfeit win over Sheridan last week. So the Huskies able to, you'll take it if you can get it. So Huskies now 2-4 looking to defend home turf there. Over in 2A, we have the Academy at Fort Lupton tonight. The Wildcats of the Academy are 0-6 coming into this one, allowing just about 38 points per game. Fort Lupton, the Blue Devils, 2-4 coming into this one. They are on a 2-game losing streak after suffering losses to Berthoud and Eaton. Not, tough losses there. Not the worst teams to lose to, but they'll see if they can't right the ship there at home tonight. Then we have number 20, Platte Valley at Bennett. Bennett is 1-5 coming into this one. They got their first win 2 weeks ago over Prospect Ridge Academy, and they're allowing just about 44 points per game. We'll see what the Broncos of Platte Valley can do tonight. They are 3-3 coming into this one. On a 2-game win streak, though, with wins over DeEvelyn and Valley coming into this one. We'll see if the Broncos can't keep that momentum going and get up to 4-3 on their season total. Continuing here, we had number 9 Thompson Valley at number 23 Mountain View. The Eagles of Thompson Valley 4-2 coming into this one. They are on a 2-game win streak after beating Niwot in Severance in the last 2 weeks, and their defense is very solid, allowing just about 13 points per game. They're going to have to take that defense on the road to take on a Mountain View team that is coming off of their first win last week over Northridge. They are allowing about 35 points per game. But we'll see if they can't defend home turf there. 1-5 coming into that one. Thompson Valley 4-2. Last one here in 2A. Number 25 Northridge at number 4 Roosevelt. This should be a good one, folks. Northridge, they suffered their first loss of the season last week to Mountain View, scoring 34 points per game so far this season. They're at 5-1. And Roosevelt, they suffered their first loss last week to Resurrection Christian, who we'll see tonight on our A1 Organics Game of the Week, and they're scoring 40 points per game. That's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight, folks, because those are two teams that are ranked, two teams that are having really, really good seasons, and coming off of a first loss, so they're going to be itching to get back out there and try to get another win. We'll see if the Rough Riders can defend home turf there. Over here in 3A, number 15, Grand Junction's at Greeley Central tonight. Grand Junction 3-4 coming into this one on a 2-game losing streak with losses to Montrose and Loveland, and they're allowing just about almost 30 points per game. That's a good sign for the Greeley Central offense, coming into this one on a 3-game losing streak with losses to Loveland, Windsor, and Greeley West. So we'll see if the Wildcats can't get it going here against a kind of decent but not so great Grand Junction team. Next year in 3A, number 18 Longmont at number 22 Monarch tonight. Both of these schools are 4-3 coming into this one. Longmont is on a four-game winning streak. They started 0-3 and they have won their last four wins over Far Northeast, Skyline, Greeley West, and Silver Creek. Within those four games, they've only allowed 13 points per game. So that Trojans defense is starting to come along at the right time, and they're taking on a Monarch team that's on a three-game losing streak after starting 4-0. So a kind of interesting matchup between a team that didn't start off great but has found their stride versus a team that started off awesome and has since dropped three in a row to Poudre, Pueblo South, and Erie. And in those losses, they've only scored 8 points per game in those. So Monarch looking to find something to get back in the winning column against Longmont tonight, but that Longmont defense is going to be showing up for sure. And lastly here, we'll check out our 4A games as well. Poudre at Boulder tonight. The Impalas 1-6 coming into this one. The Boulder Panthers 0-7. Something's got to give here. Poudre's on a two-game losing streak after losses to Fairview and then to Rocky Mountain last week. And they've been shut out four times this season. Three of the last four games, they have scored 0 points. Got to try to find some offense for Poudre tonight if you're going to try to get that second win of the year. And when you look at the Panthers of Boulder, they've only scored more than 7 points once this season, and they have been shut out once already this season. So a couple of bad teams there. We'll see if Poudre can't get a win there, get their second win of the season. Continuing here in 4A, number 15, Fairview at Fort Collins tonight. The Fairview Knights are 6-1 coming into this one, 15th ranked in 4A. They're on a four-game win streak with wins over Horizon, Douglas County, Poudre, and Boulder. And within those four games, they've only allowed 21 total points. And then for Fort Collins, the Lampkins, they got their first win last week over Fossil Ridge. You heard that here on air. So we'll see if they can't continue some of that momentum, try to get to 2-6 at home this year. And lastly here in 4A, we have Fossil Ridge at Rocky Mountain. The Sabercats 3-4 coming into this one. They broke a three-game win streak after a loss to Fort Collins last week, scoring 31 points per game. That offense is still good. Just had a tough loss last week to Fort Collins. And then when you look at Rocky Mountain, they're on the bit of the opposite. They're on a two-game win streak, wins over Fort Collins and Poudre, 1-3 at home this season, but they're looking to get that kind of stake their claim on the Fort Collins area. If you can beat, you've already beaten Fort Collins, you've already beaten Poudre. If you can beat Fossil Ridge, that would kind of wrap up that those four schools there, and you could have all the bragging rights in FOCO. Of course, we're getting you all set for our A1 Organics Game of the Week between Severance and Resurrection Christian. The Silver Knights 2-4 coming into this one, and the Cougars 4-1. This is going to be an exciting matchup. I know we're ready to call. I'm sure the guys are ready to get back to a kind of regularly scheduled show tonight. Last week we had fun with it, the Canvas Classic. That was fun, the doubleheader, and be excited about the Fort Collins area and their prep scene there, even though those four teams haven't had the best of seasons. So when we come back, we're going to take a timeout here. When we come back, we will look at some of the college games coming up. CU, CSU, UNC all in action. Two of those in action tomorrow, one of them in action tonight. So when we'll come back and preview those games. Of course, you're listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado, presented by Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. It's past 5 o'clock. Welcome back into Football Night in Northern Colorado. I'm your host, Angel Padilla. Joined some Three Doors Down there. Saw them a couple of summers ago at the Greeley Stampede. That was a fun show. We're playing some 2000s rock today because I was listening to that on the way in, and it just got me in a good vibe and a good mood for this Football Night, of course, brought to you by the great sponsor, Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House over in Johnstown. Johnstown Plaza there, right next to Shields. You cannot miss it. Folks, you have to get to Perry's this weekend because this is the last 2 days of their Oktoberfest special with the beer and the Bavarian pretzels and those pumpkin bite desserts. You don't want to miss that. That only goes on for the next 2 days. over at Perry's. But if you're not in the mood for that, you can always check out their game day specials, kickoff specials starting at $15.99 on Saturdays and Sundays. Of course, their New York style pizza is out of this world. Their calzones, the pasta's great. Great environment, plenty of TVs to watch all your favorite games. Hey, the Broncos aren't on, so you can go there all day Sunday, all day happy hour, 3 to 6 daily, of course, but all day Sunday for you football fans. Plenty of TVs there, so go check out Perry's. Check out their Perry's Pints deal. First pour is $4. Second pour is $3. They have a massively, constantly rotating draft beer selection and some of your local favorites from around the breweries in NoCo. Go check out Perry's this week and go treat yourself a little bit. We got a good football weekend coming up, and that starts tonight. Of course, our A1 Organics game of the week between Severance and Resurrection Christian. That'll kick off here around 7 o'clock or so. We're going to send it out to Michael and Bruce around 6:30 to give them their little pregame, kind of set the scene for you. It is expected to be a pretty chilly night over there in Loveland, so as you're getting ready, packing up, getting ready to head out to the game, right around 53 degrees right now while the sun is still up, but once that sun goes away, it is going to drop into the mid-40s, right around 47 around kickoff, and then into the low 40s around 8, 9 o'clock, probably around 40 degrees when this game wraps up. So it's going to be chilly. The wind will be there a little bit, but definitely bring a jacket and maybe a blanket or two to keep yourself warm tonight because it's going to be a good game. Also tonight, we have the CU Buffaloes. They're back in action in Boulder, hosting the Stanford Cardinal tonight. This is an 8 o'clock game on ESPN. The Buffs, 12.5-point favorites coming into this one. Looking to kind of find some more of their juice, trying to get their swagger back a little bit. Obviously, after the two losses to Oregon and then USC the following week, and then you kind of have a struggle win, I'm going to call it, against Arizona State. Had to come down to a last second, a last minute drive by Shador Sanders, found his guy downfield, set him up in perfect field goal range, and they knock it in to get the 27-24 victory. But something I've been saying about this Buffs team all year long, just the more stuff that they put on tape, the more film that you get on this team, the more ways you're going to be able to figure them out and kind of expose some of those weaknesses that a first-year team kind of, can hide a little bit behind the talent. But we'll see how the Buffs respond. It looks like Travis Hunter will be back tonight. Obviously, he had that lacerated liver against CSU back in the Rocky Mountain Showdown. Good to hear that he is healthy and back at practice this week, looking to get back into action. It doesn't look like he'll be on a pitch count or anything like that. It's an interesting injury with the lacerated liver. It's a kind of injury that you can't really re-injure yourself unless you did the exact same thing to it. The liver is just kind of a cool organ like that. It can kind of self-heal a little bit. So maybe Travis Hunter, a little Wolverine blood, a little superhero magic tonight from him in his return, the superstar offensive defensive player for the Buffs there. Of course, looking at the Stanford Cardinal, they are 1-5 coming into this one, 0-3 in conference play so far. They started their season off with a win in Hawaii, 37-24 there, but they have lost the last four in a row. They dropped to USC 56-10. They lost to Sacramento State, a Big Sky opponent, 30-23. That was at home in that one. They dropped a very, very close game to Arizona, 21-20. And then the exact same score to the Buffs. They lost to Oregon 42-6. Both these teams just got completely handled by the Oregon Ducks. So we'll see if Stanford can't come in to Boulder and maybe shake it up a little bit. It is Friday the 13th. It's supposed to be cold down there. This is the first real cold game these Buffs are going to play all together. I know that was something that was a big story point in the offseason about how this team would play in this kind of environment. And we're going to find out, right around 58 degrees at kickoff there. In Folsom Field. Should be a good night as well, though, as the Buffs look to bounce back and try to get their first or their second Pac-12 win as playoffs are kind of out of the picture for the moment, for the time being right now for this Buffs team. I don't know if they're going to really challenge for the Pac-12 title this year, but you can still really set yourself up for a bowl game and a big bowl game at that. 4-2, you only need 6 wins to be eligible for a bowl game. I know Deion Sanders has been talking about maybe trying to throw out some hints about where he would want to go. I know Atlanta's been thrown around there. Of course, his time there with the Braves and the Falcons as well. So that I know that would be a big thing for them. But I did hear another comment about him. He's not the happiest when it comes to this 8 o'clock kickoff time. I thought that was just very interesting. He said he's just not a fan of these late night kickoffs. And hey, it's the Pac-12. That's what happens when most of your conference is on the West Coast. Everyone kind of gets going a little later in the evening. So you'll kick off around 8 o'clock and we'll see what happens. We'll see if prime time can handle the prime time lights over in Boulder. But that should be a good game as well. And then tomorrow here, first homecoming game for the UNC Bears. This is the 100th homecoming game, the centennial celebration of homecoming. A lot of history and a lot of pride with this program and this school. Obviously, I'm a proud alum of UNC. We got a couple of co-workers here. Brady and Tanner also went to UNC as well. So exciting times here. We'll see. They have a challenge in front of them taking on Sacramento State. This is one of the top-ranked teams in all of FCS and the Big Sky. Of course, we talked about they did get a win over Stanford a couple of weeks ago, but they won their first three against Nicholls State, Texas A&M Commerce, and then Stanford, and then they lost their first Big Sky game to Idaho on the road there, 36-27, and then got back in the win column last week against Northern Arizona in a game that may have been a lot closer than people think. They won that one 31-30 against Northern Arizona, a school that's kind of, I would put them right there with UNC in terms of where their programs are at right now. Northern Arizona may be a couple of steps ahead at this point, but that just shows you how competitive this Big Sky Conference is. Of course, we saw the Bears a couple of weeks ago. Were up 21-7 over Weber State. Couldn't hold on to that win and late there in the fourth quarter. But we'll see if they can't put it together in a complete game. I've been saying it all year. This team has gotten, you know, some ways a little bit better each week. When you talk to the coaches, talk to these players, they do see themselves like they are improving week after week, and you just kind of have to put it all together in a game. They got about three quarters of the way there against Weber State. You got to put all four quarters together and try to get a win. I think it would be a massive win if they could beat Sacramento State tomorrow, get Ed Lamb's first win of the season, first win in this program on homecoming with the crowd there. That would just be a great atmosphere. I think I heard from Cody Wilson earlier, there's supposed to be an eclipse or something around kickoff. So yeah, all kinds of spooky, weird vibes here in October. It's Friday the 13th. Anything you can get to help these Bears get a big win, I'm sure they would appreciate it. But that should be a very competitive game between those two schools there. And let's check over here to over in the Mountain West, Boise State coming over to Fort Collins to take on the CSU Rams. This is a, I want to call it a rivalry, but it can't really be a rivalry if you've never beat the other team. CSU has never beat Boise State. On the road, at home, it doesn't matter. They have never beat the team in orange and blue with the blue field. But luckily, they're not playing on the blue field tomorrow night. 7:45 kickoff. This will be on FS1. Over in Fort Collins. Boise, 8.5-point favorites coming into this one. But if you paid attention to the Mountain West so far this season, this is not the Boise State of old. This is not the same, you know, powerhouse running Broncos team that you see with that nasty defense as well. They're running a bit of a two-quarterback system. So that's just a bit of a wrinkle in what they're doing this year. They're, of course, 3-3 coming into this one, 2-0 in Mountain West play. They dropped their first game to UCF, 18-16, and then they rattled off two wins against North Dakota and then San Diego State, and then dropped a game to Memphis, 35-32 on the road before coming back home last week and getting a win over San Jose State, 35-27. So you look at the common opponent there, not a common opponent, sorry there, Memphis and Middle Tennessee, got a little confused. Same state, different schools. When you look at CSU, of course, they dropped their first two to Washington State and then Colorado in that double overtime thriller. And then they rattled off two good wins against Middle Tennessee on the road. And then kind of a sloppy win against Utah Tech, but they overall handled that one. And then they came into Mountain West play last week against Utah State. And just a rough game for the Rams. They started off 17-0 was the lead, 17-3 after the first quarter. And then by halftime, it was a tie game. The Rams got out quick, got a field goal, got a Torrey Horton punt return, a Van Shield touchdown. and then nothing else. Utah State got a field goal, two more touchdowns to close out that half, and then they never looked back. CSU did get another touchdown late in this game. Kobe Johnson on a 10-yard run made it 37-24. But then Utah State got it back with about 5 minutes and put the drive away with a 48-yard touchdown run that just kind of put the game away for Utah State. But I still have a lot of hope and a lot of excitement about this Rams team. I don't think there's a lot of panic in this team. I think the CU game kind of shook all of the doubts and, you know, maybe showed this team what they're really made of against that Buffs team. Obviously, it was easy to get up for that game, to get hyped for it, to get excited for it. And, you know, you should be getting excited for Boise State. This is a team that you've never beaten. They're at home in your place. It's homecoming in front of your fans and your alumni. Go out and get a win. Go out and, you know, maybe we can see a little bit more of this four air raid offense. I like that they are trying to keep it a little more balanced there with the freshman quarterback, Braden Fowler Nicolosi there. But I'd like to see this running game get going a little bit. Maybe give him some more confidence. Finding Torrey Horton downfield, Justin Ross Simmons as well. Dallin Holker, the tight end, has got to get more involved with this offense. And we'll see if this defense can't make some turnovers. And, you know, with Boise State playing this two quarterback system, it's neither one of these guys really have a chance to get in rhythm of the offense. So can the CSU defense kind of take advantage of that and get a win at home? That would be a big one for them to get back in the win column. And then also here in the Mountain West, probably the best Mountain West game of the weekend, Wyoming at Air Force. The Cowboys 5-1 coming into this one, 2-0 in Mountain West play. The Air Force Falcons 5-0, 3-0 in conference play. And this is a game, both of these teams are just outside the top 25 polls. They're both getting votes. I think Wyoming actually is at 42, and then Air Force with that 41 votes. So they're right there. The winner of this game most likely jumps into the top 25 next week, and that would just be huge for the Mountain West, huge for these two schools. You know, as conference realignment starts to take shape in the next few years, we'll see if the Mountain West can make themselves a notable presence there. Wyoming, of course, they've had a very, very good season, a win over Portland State. They held it close against Texas in week three or four. It was 10-10 at one point. They did lose that game 31-10, but then they have rattled off three straight wins over Appalachian State, a good win over New Mexico, and then a shocking win over Fresno State last week, 24-19. This Wyoming team is scrappy. They play for each other, typical Craig Bowl type of team as well. And then Air Force, they're going to do Air Force, but I think this is going to be their first big test of the season. I don't know who their first two opponents are, but they handled them pretty well. And then 3-0 in Mountain West play with wins over Utah State, San Jose State, and San Diego State. This Air Force team, you know what they're going to do. They're going to run the ball. They're averaging 329 rushing yards per game, 82 passing. Wyoming's a little bit more balanced, heavy in the run, 173 per game, passing 151. But Andrew Peasley, the quarterback there, is a solid, solid QB back there, signal caller, 9 touchdowns and only 2 picks on the year. But this is going to be an all-out brawl down there in Colorado Springs at Falcon Stadium. That's a 5 o'clock kickoff on CBS Sports Network. So there's a look at some of our local college games. CSU, UNC, and Air Force in action tomorrow. CU will be kicking off just about 2.5 hours from now down in Boulder, taking on the Stanford Cardinal. So we'll take a timeout. When we come back, I want to give you my top 5 college football games of the weekend, and we'll look at the top 5 NFL games of the weekend. No Broncos, of course, they played last night, but we'll look at what's ahead for this weekend in sports. You're listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. It's past 5 o'clock. Welcome back into Football Night in Northern Colorado. A little Seven Nations Army for you to get you hyped up. That's got to get you excited for football, right? Love it. That you always hear that in stadiums around the world, around the country, really getting excited for football. We're excited, of course, for our A1 Organics game of the week tonight between Severance and Resurrection Christian. The Silver Knights 2-4 coming into this one. The Cougars are 4-1. They're coming off a huge upset last week over Roosevelt. Can they keep that momentum, or was that a big of a too much of a big win that you kind of have a bit of a hangover the next week? They are at home tonight, so we'll see if they can't defend home turf. But I know Severance is going to be looking to get going there with head coach Jeff Van Winkle there in his third season. Going up against Bob Mauch, also in his third season with the Cougars as well. Of course, they lost in the playoffs. First-round loss last year to Green Mountain, but they're looking to have another good season so far, 4-1 on the year. So last segment, we talked about some of our local college teams that are in action. The Buffs, of course, kicking off tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN. And then we have the Rams, Bears, and Falcons back in action tomorrow. But I want to take a look at my top five college football games this weekend. Got another great weekend here, full of matchups as we jump, you know, as we're like knee deep in conference play at this point. Teams are starting to separate themselves. And once we get into November, that's when these games really start to get really, really tight. You'll see the playoff rankings start coming out and projecting where these teams are going to finish. Of course, this is the last year of the four-team playoff before we jump to 12 teams next year and before we jump to from Power 5 down to the Power 4 plus the Pac 2, whatever they're doing over here. Hopefully they'll be able to figure it out at some point. But let's take a look here at number 5. College Game Day is going to be over at this, or no, I don't think College Game Day is at this one. USC and Notre Dame, a classic rivalry here, the Trojans and the Fighting Irish. This one in South Bend this time around. And I was kind of shocked when I saw this. Notre Dame is a 2.5-point favorite. That's right, over the number 10 team in the country, 6-0, Heisman defending Heisman Trophy winner Caleb Williams. Kind of shocked. So if you're in the gambling market, if you're into that kind of stuff, 2.5 points for Notre Dame at home, I kind of like that there as the underdogs. Of course, when you look at the Irish, they have suffered two losses on the year in two out of their last three losses. They lost at home to Ohio State on that last second play, 17-14. They did beat Duke the next week on the road, but then lost a tough game last week to Louisville. As Louisville, the Cardinals, they're having a pretty good year as well. But, you know, Notre Dame loves to get up for this game. 5:30 p.m. kickoff on NBC. Always a classic with this game. My dad's a huge Notre Dame fan. I have a lot of good memories watching this game with him and the rivalry, the blue and the gold, the red and the gold. It's such a fun classic rivalry just to turn on the TV. But you can put it on mute and just watch those teams go at it. And you know it's going to be a fun game there. Caleb Williams and Sam Hartman going to be going at it in South Bend. So number 4 here, we talked about it in the last segment, Wyoming and Air Force. The Falcons, 11-point favorites in this one at home. But I do think the final score is going to be a lot closer than 11 points with two teams that love to run the ball. This may be the fastest game in all of college football. I know last year's game was really, really quick. This is going to be almost a running clock the entire time. But I know Wyoming will throw the ball a little bit. Air Force may do a couple of plays there, here and there. But I'd love to see an over-under on passing plays between these two teams. I would love to see that. If anyone could find that, that would be a fun spread to check out. My number 3 game here over in the SEC, Missouri and Kentucky. Both of these teams are 5-1 coming into this game. And this is a big game for both of these schools. I think Missouri has kind of shocked some people with their quick start. Kentucky, of course, they dropped their first win, their first game last week to Georgia. But when you look at Missouri, they've dropped out of the top 25. Kentucky's still kind of hanging on at 24. But this is almost a battle for second place in the SEC East. Georgia, of course, in the driver's seat. Missouri will play Georgia in a couple of weeks here. So Missouri really has to get this one on the road in Lexington. That's going to be a tough environment. As I said, 2.5-point favorites there for the Wildcats. Moving up the list here, number 2, let's head over to the ACC. Miami and North Carolina. Folks, if you didn't see the Miami game and how that ended, just be grateful that you don't have a coach like Mario Cristobal. Miami, of course, they had the lead over Georgia Tech late in this game. All they had to do was kneel the ball, and the clock runs out, and they win. But, of course, they don't. They run it. They fumble it. Two plays later, Georgia Tech is in the end zone, and the Hurricane fans are sad again. 4-1 on the season for Miami. They're on the road against North Carolina, the Tar Heels, number 12 in the country so far. 5-0 on their season, of course, led by quarterback Heisman Heisman contender in Drake May, one of the top quarterbacks in this year's draft class for sure. But this is going to be a big test for North Carolina. I know Miami's going to come in there frustrated, ready to just get that nasty win that nasty loss out of their mouths from last week. So we'll see what happens there in the ACC. And my number one game this weekend, it's the number one for a lot of people, including College Game Day. I know Mike is excited for this one. The Oregon Ducks and the Washington Huskies, the battle for the lead in the Pac-12. This is going to be a good one, folks. Oregon's got that impressive, impressive defense. Washington, Michael Penix Jr., the Heisman candidate, just under 2,000 yards passing, 16 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. He's a lefty. I always love lefty quarterbacks. They're so unique in their play style, and you can do a lot of different things with them. But that's going to be a fun game. 1:30 p.m. kickoff on ABC. The Huskies, 3-point favorites coming into that one. That's going to be a great game to watch in Husky Stadium up in Seattle. As we kind of see which of these two teams is going to take that next step and kind of put themselves in the driver's seat of the Pac-12 before they have to face USC down the line. Of course, they're playing Notre Dame, as we mentioned earlier. But there's a couple other games here. UCLA, Oregon State, that's an interesting one as well over in the Pac-12. But we'll see. You're starting to see these conference leaders start to separate themselves a little bit. Talked about the SEC, Bama, Georgia kind of leading there as well. Over in the Big Ten, Ohio State, Michigan, they're still up there. Penn State hanging around at 6. They're still 5-0 on the year. In the Big Ten, and you look at the Big 12 as well. Of course, Oklahoma has jumped up into the driver's seat after their win over Texas last week. But both of them are off this week. So no Oklahoma, no Texas this weekend as well in this college football weekend. But it's going to be fun. We're excited for it. We are also excited for our A1 Organics Game of the Week tonight between Severance and Resurrection Christian, kicking off in just about an hour or so with Michael Spillin and Bruce Dick. We'll be on the call for you over there in Loveland. Should be a good night tonight. Again, it's going to be chilly, so make sure as you're headed out there, it's going to be, make sure you grab a jacket or two, a blanket or two, and there is a lot of traffic, folks. Looking at the traffic map here, I-25 right around 34 intersection there. It is completely red, almost dark red, little bits of orange around there. But I-25 is fully packed up. So if you're heading into Loveland from Greeley or from Windsor or Johnstown, maybe try to find an alternate route there, because that 25 interchange with 34 is just jam-packed right now. So just be careful when you're heading out there. You've got about an hour until kickoff. We're going to take our last time out here, and when we come back, we will run through the local scoreboard again. I'll recap the Thursday night games, run through our Friday night games as well, and then we'll preview our A1 Organics Game of the Week between Severance and Resurrection Christian. You're listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado, presented by Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House in Johnstown on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Football Night in Northern Colorado. We got another quick segment here before we hit the top of the hour, right around 6 o'clock. Of course, we'll send it out to Michael and Bruce on the call for our A1 Organics Game of the Week right around 6:30 or so for Severance and Resurrection Christian. So real quick, I just ran through the college football, my top five games there. Let's look at the NFL weekend that we have in front of us. My number five game here is actually the Sunday night game. Monday night, actually. The Dallas Cowboys and the Los Angeles Chargers. Both of these are Cowboys 3-2 coming into this one after a tough, ugly loss to the 49ers last week in Santa Clara. Dallas is really searching for an answer, I think. Got to figure out what was going on with Dak Prescott as well. But that is still a very good, well-coached team, and they're taking on the Chargers. In LA, Cowboys 2-point favorites in that one taking on Justin Herbert and the Chargers. My number four game here is on Sunday afternoon, 2:25 on Fox, the Detroit Lions and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I've said it, folks, I think the Lions are one of the best teams in the NFL this year. They're a scrappy bunch. That defense is solid. Jared Goff in that offense, they can move the ball effectively. Maybe give it to your rookie running back a little bit. That would be nice for my fantasy team. But they're taking on the Buccaneers down in Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield, the quarterback there. Detroit 3-point favorites in that one. Detroit 4-1. Buccaneers 3-1 in that one as well. That should be a really good game. Number three game here over in the AFC South, the Indianapolis Colts and the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Colts coming into this one, of course, Anthony Richardson, their rookie quarterback, he's going to be out for some time. But Gardner Minshew, the mustache mania, is coming back in to hopefully lead this Colts team, as they have one of the easiest schedules the rest of the year. And, you know, maybe they found something last week in their win last week. So we'll see what happens with the Colts. The Jags, of course, they're coming off their big win over the Buffalo Bills in London. Trevor Lawrence, Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley, Travis Etienne, they had a great showing over there. Spent the last 2 weeks in London, so they are finally back home in Jacksonville, hoping to represent Duval County there. 4.5-point favorites in that one. My number two game here is the Seahawks and the Bengals. This is an 11 a.m. kickoff on CBS. The Seahawks 3-1 coming into this one. The Bengals 2-3 so far in the season. They've kind of had a really up and down season, but Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, they kind of found something last week against Arizona. So we'll see if they can't keep going there against the Seattle Seahawks there at home. The Seahawks still 3-1 on the year, 2-0 on the road. Just a very, very solid team. Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, the quarterback there, should be a good matchup. And then my number one game this weekend is the early game on Sunday, 7:30 a.m. on NFL Network from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London. It's the Baltimore Ravens and the Tennessee Titans. Folks, if you like running the ball, this is the game for you. Of course, Lamar Jackson, the electrifying quarterback, Derrick Henry, King Derrick Henry, the great powerful running back there. You got DeAndre Hopkins, a wide receiver for Tennessee. Both of these teams trying to look to find some momentum. They're both coming off losses. The Ravens had that tough game to the Steelers last week, and then the Titans, of course, losing to the Colts. But this should be an interesting game over in London. Like I said, I love those 7:30 a.m. kickoffs. I wake up early anyway, so it's nice to have something on as soon as you're waking up to have your coffee with. So we will come back. We will take a break, come back on the top of the hour, and we will preview our A1 Organics game of the week between Severance and Resurrection Christian. You're listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.